You are listening to the TTP, to Tani Talks Parsha, the Shiur where we talk about a Parsha of the Week with practical lessons to keep. Talking about the Parsha of the Week with practical lessons to keep. We come to Beha'aloscha. You know, Beha'aloscha talks about the idea of different things in the Parsha, different aspects in the Parsha, different things that we could talk about in the Parsha. And we see that the Jews, they have the Mishkan, and they have the ability to connect to Hashem, and they see that there are aspects in life that they could connect to, and they have an actual structure to connect to. Hashem says, speak to Aaron and say to him, Beha'aloscha es haneros, when you raise light to the lamps. Aharon was upset. Chabad points out from their sources, from the Medrash Rabbah and Rashi, Aharon did not get to bring an offering for the sanctuary's dedication. When the other princes of the tribes, and he thought, woe is to me, perhaps it's my account Hashem doesn't accept the tribe of Levi. God therefore said to Moshe, go and say to Aharon, fear not, you have in store for you an honor greater than this. The offering shall remain in force for only as long as the temple stands, but the lamps shall always give life. Which kind of brings to mind the idea of Shabbos candles and Yom Tov candles and Hanukkah candles. They're always around, Emir Hashem, for eternity. Were the lamps of the menorah also extinguished with the destruction of the Holy Temple? Nachmanides, the Ramban, asks, but this is alluded to in the Hanukkah lights, which were instituted in the time of the Second Temple by the Hashmonaim, descendants of Aharon, and which did not cease. So Aharon goes and he lights the candles. Aharon sets the candles up, and it is a way to bring light into the world. The question for us is, when we come to this lifetime, what candle do we light? What light do we bring to this world? I talk about this I talk about this a lot when we come to the Hanukkah holiday, which is my entirely favorite holiday of the entire year, Jewish and non-Jewish holiday alike. Lahavdil, Hanukkah by far wins on every aspect. I talk about it at that time of year. We'll talk about it more, Mir Tzashem Bli Neder. But the light itself, what light can you bring to this world? What light can you make sure to ignite in this world? When a person builds a house, the Medrash Rabbah points out, he makes the windows narrow on the outside and wider on the inside, so that the light from the outside should optimally illuminate the interior. But when King Shlomo built the Holy Temple in Yerushalayim, he made the windows narrow within and wide without, so that its light should emanate to the outside and illuminate the world. The idea is that the light comes from the inside itself. You can shine your light to the world. Shine a Little Light is a very famous song in the Jewish music in the past couple of years. And of course, it's a famous song in general. Lahavdil and Rise Up, also a big song. What can we do to rise up? What can we do to light our light in this world, to bring our forefront of our existence into the world? We think about the word Beha'aloscha. Aharon is lighting the lamps to illuminate the surroundings, not really for the light, because Hashem could allow the Shekhinah to dwell in the Mishkan and the Midbar and in the Beis HaMikdash, and the light itself is emanating to the world because the Kedusha is bursting forth to the world. But lighting up our souls, lighting up our neshamot, lighting up our existences and lighting the world, the question becomes for us, what can we contribute to the world? What can we light for the world? What lasting impression can we leave behind in this world? I'm very big on taking your talent, taking your ability, taking your connection in this world, taking some sort of some aspect that you could bring to this world and illuminating the world, because you're the only person that will ever exist. You're the only Yankel or Shmerel or Joe. I'm the only exact Tani that will ever be here in this lifetime. There never was a Tani like me. There never will be a Tani like me. And I'm the only Tani that there is. Of course, another person might have my name, but they're not me, not my Tani, not my existence. Of course, there might be hundreds of thousands of Avrams and Moshes and Aharons, but each exact Neshama, each exact person, there's no one exactly like you. Even identical siblings, I like to say. So you're Mechoyev. I say that you're mechoyev to make sure you have your lasting impression on the world. You're mechoyev to make sure to leave behind some sort of an imprint, some sort of a footprint into the world, to make sure that you left the world better than you got it. You're mechoyev on some level to make sure the world is more bright for having you in it. The world is more exalted for having you in it. What can you do to leave behind in this world? So of course Hashem very clearly to me showed me what I could do. Besides, for of course, we should all be zochah to be married and have kids and live many years and mayva esrim shana, only wonderful good things. Not everyone has that beautiful bracha. But you can find a spiritual imprint to leave behind. And those who have children should be zochah and mayva esrim shana, only good things. Torah, chuppah, masim tovim for all of us and all of them. We have biological ways of leaving stuff behind, but we have to have the non-biological, not material ways of leaving stuff behind. Yes, you could dedicate a building and hopefully that'll last, but buildings crumble too. You have to find a way to leave an imprint on the world. You have to find a way to be someone who is involved in Baha'alotcha, be involved in lighting the candles and lighting up the world, in lighting the existence around us. The world is so dark. The world is so cold. The world is so lacking in warmth and affection. We have an obligation to be an Am Kadosh, an Or L'Goyim V'Goy Kadosh. We are inscribed by Hashem. We are ignited by Hashem to be a nation who are inspiring others, who have good morals and good things for people to look up to, that we're supposed to inspire others, that we're supposed to be a light unto the nations, that they look at us and say, wow, they accomplished great things. So on a tiny level, I have these podcasts. On a tiny level, I run a WhatsApp group that hopefully does good and involved with trying to get people to podcasts and trying to work on my side concept of the Fivel, which I think is a beautiful thing. If it gets done, hopefully it will get done to leave behind after 120 years, not to think morbidly, and hopefully it'll become a much greater thing. I have many ideas of where it could go, what it could do, and of course I have music that I try to record on the OT show that I could leave behind, something to do to light up the world, to bring warmth to the world. We have to figure out what we could do to shine your light. Don't just show up to your job, clock in and clock out, and don't just clock out of life. Think what you could do, that you could work, make this world more inspired, make this world more warm, make this world more enjoyable on many levels. Even if you go to your job and you're walking Kiddush Hashem, how zocha we should all be, halavai, we should all be zocha to be a walking Kiddush Hashem. That would be a wonderful high level, a wonderful existence for people involved in this life. You could walk at work and wear your kippah proudly. I actually don't wear my kippah outside of work. I wear a hat inside the building. I always try to wear a kippah mamash dafka, so that they could see hopefully good work we're doing, working with students, working with people, working with 99.999% of time not Jewish, not religious people. Hopefully it could be that we can inspire those around us, we could ignite those around us, we could light a little light in the world. We can inspire the world and show that I don't want to just help the Jewish people and the children. I also want to help the world. I want to help all these kids in these different schools. I actually wrote an op-ed recently to a paper that I vastly disagree with its viewpoints, but it's a very popular paper, and they want to publish my piece. Hopefully they will. Talking about the idea in Gen Ed in the DOE of a problem that I've noticed, and I do not agree with a way that the classroom is structured. So that's my idea of social justice, trying to light a fire. I also don't like how much food is wasted in the DOE. I wrote to the mayor also, and I wrote to the chancellor of the school. I also wrote about the gen ed concept. I saw to the chancellor, maybe to the mayor too. Of course, they didn't respond, but at least the union responded to me about the gen ed thing, and they said it's a well-written piece that they want to publish, so hopefully look forward to seeing that in the future, hopefully. Yeah, we can do what we can. We have a voice. We have a singular ability, a singular concept, a singular capability to use our strengths, our capabilities, our intrinsic koach to make something different in this world. Aharon goes and he's sad. He's upset that he doesn't get to bring a carbon. And Hashem says, your lot is better than theirs. You're creating light in the world, you're bringing the candle and making it lit in the Mishkan. You have a great responsibility. You have a great ability to be involved. You can accomplish great things in this life. You can accomplish wonderful things in this life. You can make sure to make the world brighter. As we think about Baha'alotcha, we think about lighting the lights, we think about accomplishing great things, we think about accomplishing wonderful things for this world, you can bring stuff with your strength, bring stuff with your capabilities, bring stuff with your talents and your strengths to make the world a better place. As Aharon lights the candles and we think about the candles for the posterior time and the end of time, we think about the Shabbos candles, Yom Tov candles, talking about bringing light into the world. And of course, this resonates with me very strongly in Hanukkah time, my favorite time of the entire year. We want to think on a day-in and day-out basis to get our fires burning, to keep the fires burning, as we talked about on an episode recently on Tani Talks Radio. You can hear that as a podcast after the fact as well on all podcast forums. Keep the fire burning. But in life, we want to do what we can to light those candles. Think about Aharon when he goes up to make that aspect, and think about how we want to resonate the light outward. There could be narrow windows on the inside, but huge windows on the outside, because we want to shine the light into the world. We want to bring the light into the world. We want it to be that one light could banish the darkness. You know, you could have a very dark, dark, dark forest. One candle can bring the darkness away. You know, in Yad Vashem, I believe there's one room that has one candle burning and the mirror intensifies it like millions of times, because one candle can light up the whole world, and one candle doesn't get diminished when it lights another candle. So when you light someone else up and you ignite someone else, you're not diminishing yourself, you're only causing more light in the world. The lights allude to the lights of the time throughout time, the eras throughout time, when lights are burning. Aaron was upset, but then Hashem tells him, no, your light is greater than theirs. You can do what you can to light the lamp. So as we come to Mahaloscha, and we see in this Sefer, this idea of kindling the lights, when you raise up the lights, think about how you can light the lamp in this life, how you can leave a lasting impression, besides for hopefully being Zocha to leaving children behind, and hopefully being Zocha to leaving other things behind. Think about what your spirit can leave behind, what light you can light in this world, whether it's writing a book, writing an article, writing a song, doing anything, making a children's book, making anything. From podcasting to writing, everything and anything in between, you could do what you can to leave a lasting imprint on this life. Do what you can to light a little bit up in this world. Light this world up a little bit in many different ways throughout all of your days. This has been Tani Talks Parsha, where we talk about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep. And I'm your host, Tani.